Legislators returned to Juneau today for the fifth special session since last summer, and lawmakers were greeted by a group of 20 protesters who want them to close the state's budget shortfall.
Act now! Pass the fiscal plan! Act now! Pass the fiscal plan!
But it's not clear if there are enough votes in the House to pass a bill that restructures permanent fund earnings to pay for state government. And several proposals to raise taxes on industries or introduce a new state income or sales tax may have even less support. The legislature also may not be able to muster the three-quarter majority needed to overturn Governor Bill Walker's veto of half this year's permanent fund dividend money. The veto essentially cuts PFDs in half. Walker says the House should follow the steps of the Senate and pass the permanent fund legislation. He notes that he's taken the unpopular steps of cutting PFDs and delaying oil and gas tax credits.
As a result of that, I expect them to come back and finish up the what I would call the lighter lifting associated with fixing Alaska's fiscal situation.
The House took a long break this afternoon as members of the Republican-led majority met to decide next steps. The Senate will meet again on Friday.